This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Rob, man, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
Fantastic. Now, you live down in Auburn. Casey Mize goes number one overall. Bo Jackson didn't do that. Tim Hudson didn't do that. Frank Thomas didn't do that. That's a big deal. What was the buzz like in town? Because I know it's such a tight-knit community.
Yeah, just a lot of excitement, you know, just a good kid, a humble kid. I'm a guy that's always pointing at everyone else. And, you know, he towards the end of the season, it looked like maybe he had some fatigue. The thing with Casey is that it just seems like he hardly ever gets run support when he pitches. It's like the team just has this expectation that he's going to shut everyone down and that they can take the night off. And so you hate to see that when he steps on the mound and he just doesn't have the guys put up the runs for him. But just a tremendous work ethic. I think it speaks to what Butch Thompson's able to do with pitching. It speaks to the confidence that these kids put in what this Auburn staff can do to prepare them for the next level. And, you know, that's why a guy like Tanner Burns chose to not go to the draft last year, to come to Auburn and try to improve his lot. When you see a guy in your pitching rotation reap the benefits of that, I just think that that speaks highly of what they're doing here. So couldn't have happened to a better guy. You watch him. If you have a chance, go watch him address his teammates right after he gets picked, and you'll see that just he oozes with humility. I mean, he goes all the way down to thanking the guys that prepare the field. So he's just a class act, and I'm happy for him.
And Rob, before we brought you on, you heard that clip from LeBron James, Game 4 tonight, NBA Finals. Who was the most physically gifted player you ever played with?
Taquio Spikes was probably, you know, would fit that bill. I mean, he was just an absolute freak. You know, he was almost scary to just have a conversation with. I'll never forget in the Iron Bowl my freshman year. I only played with Taquio 1 year. He went his junior year to the NFL, and there was a play in that game where they ran a toss sweep to the Alabama sideline to Sean Alexander, and he hurdled me and went down the sidelines and scored a touchdown, and they went up 17-6. And you know, we were the better football team, but they came out and wanted to win that football game. And I remember on the sideline him coming over there and taking his helmet off and just banging his head on my helmet and looking at me with his eyes. I mean, he looked like a demon. And, you know, just how bad he wanted to win, what a leader he was, but how he combined that with just, you know, supernatural athletic ability. And, I mean, if ever there were, you know, evidence of just athletic prowess I mean, he just had everything and played for 15 years, just a super teammate and as gifted as any player I've ever seen.
Rob Pate's with us thanks to our friends at Crane Works. The talented team at Crane Works is the group to call for crane and equipment rental. Crane Works, a fixture on our show and our city skyline, and we thank them every week for bringing us Rob Pate here. The SEC SIDs, the Sports Information Directors, they vote every year in the Birmingham News AL.com preseason projections. They've been doing this for 72 years before you and I were ever around, Rob. No surprise, it's Alabama in one and Georgia in the East, Alabama in the West. Auburn is two in the West. I think everyone believes those three teams and everyone else. There's a separation there. I look down the list, though, and I see Florida at fifth in the East, and I asked this to John Parker Wilson, and I asked it to LT, and I asked you, can you foresee a scenario with, and I know what they were last year record-wise, a scenario where Florida finishes fifth in the SEC East?
It's hard to see it because, you know, I think Dan Mullen's a good football coach, and he'll have those guys in a position he'll squeeze whatever drop of talent he's got there and make them into a better football team this year. You know, I don't know what all these guys have from a personnel standpoint, but it is hard just, you know, thinking about Florida's history and how, you know, they always field competitive teams and they're always there. It's hard to see four other teams better than what they will be on the other side of the conference, because that conference has just been so mediocre. But I think Will Muschamp is going to get his team in position to be good. I think Tennessee will be better. I think that they've got a tremendous coaching staff over there, guys that know how to win, that know how to recruit, and they're going to have – they'll surprise people this year. I truly believe that. But, yeah, it's hard to see Florida down on the bottom of that that side of the conference. So I think that they'll be better than fifth.
South Carolina is projected number two with Will Muschamp, and I wanted to ask you about Muschamp and your thoughts on him, because you know, I know your love for Bill Oliver, and we've talked about that before in this segment. But Will Muschamp, I heard Paul Feinbaum say yesterday on his show here on Jocks that if Gus had taken that Arkansas offer, if that had really happened, that one of the first people, and maybe the first person Auburn would have called, is Will Muschamp. And he's doing a wonderful job at South Carolina. Do you think Auburn fans really appreciate what Will did in 1 year there as the DC, and the times he's been there, he's well liked by Auburn people?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. If Coach Malzahn had left, I do think he probably would have been the first call. And you know, he's got a following here in town, and he should. What he did to get the personnel upgrades defensively, I mean, he set a bar for Auburn defense that for a decade we floundered around and never came close to touching. And so he was able to go out in, you know, 2 or 3 months and completely change the identity and culture of what the expectations are for defense. And, you know, you have to tip your hat to that. And you know, Kevin Steele has done a great job of continuing that on. But that started with Will Muschamp. And he's got several guys that he brought in that are now on to the NFL. So of course, that's going to have to, you know, continue to take place if Auburn wants to play quality defense like they have the last couple of seasons. But there's no doubt he has a following, and a lot of people think very highly of him. I think highly. He was a GA here under Coach Oliver when I first came. And it's funny to think about that, because when I came on my official visit, Coach Muschamp was assigned to my parents. So he had to drive them around campus the entire time, and he had some sort of, you know, 1984 Toyota Tercel or something like that. And just to know how successful these guys have been, and you know, how they've been financially rewarded for being at the top of their craft, it's really neat to see.
Switching divisions, no surprise SIDs have Alabama 1 and 2 in the West, but a little surprise that Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher's first year is number 3. I think you're on board with me, and I'm not exactly sure, though, so I don't want to put words in your mouth. You know Jimbo pretty well. I just don't see Texas A&M having the success a lot of people believe they will have under Jimbo Fisher.
I'm with you, man. You're not putting words in my mouth at all. I'm sort of in that same vein. He just hasn't, you know, unless he's got a franchise quarterback, an NFL franchise quarterback, then he has underperformed and underwhelmed, I thought, at Florida State. You know, I think it's just the process of exclusion, you know, looking at the West and seeing so much turnover, you know, not really believing in Orgeron without a quarterback at LSU. You know, what are they capable of with Arkansas having new blood, with Mississippi State having new blood, with Ole Miss you know, dealing with the issues that they're dealing with. Who else would you put there? I mean, I think that's what the riders have, you know, what it is that's kind of blocking them there. But I'll believe it when I see it at Texas A&M.
Do you have a all-star update on your coaching ability? Are you guys still playing, or is it over?
We have our first tournament next week. So, yeah, man, I'll tell you this. Here was the toughest part. I've got identical twin boys, and one of them made the all-star team, and one of them did not. So having to have the conversation, you know, of, hey, look, we're gonna praise and be thankful and really, you know, have a lot of fun with this son. But at the same time, we're going to mourn, and man, we're just, you know, we're sorry, and we wish that, you know, we understand that this hurts and this is a learning experience with the other one. But the hardest part is the one that didn't make it, he played catcher the whole season. And he was a good little catcher, but he just struggled hitting the ball, and he's not ready for All-Stars, and I'm the first one to admit that. But they took the other son that has never played catcher, and they're making him catcher for the All-Star team.
So, oh, wow.
So son that didn't play, that played catcher, has to watch brother that made the team play his position from all season. So that's tough to swallow.
Wow. That is a hard family lesson right there.
Well, it's a good one to learn early.
Yeah, Rob Pate with us every week, thanks to our friends at Crane Works, and it's a big weekend for Crane Works. I know that.
It is. Crane Works and Garrison Steel Erectors proudly present the 16th annual Big Dog Poker Run motorcycle ride tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. sharp. The ride will start with a few laps around the world-class Barber Motorsports Park track. So if you haven't pre-registered, get to the track early because you don't want to miss it. And all proceeds go to the Go Build Alabama Scholarship Fund, an initiative of the Alabama Construction Recruitment Institute. A proud, hardworking core of men and women have supported the construction industry for centuries. And we need new blood to continue to carry our country into the new millennium. So join Crane Works and Garrison Steel for this year's ride and help support the future of our construction industry. And for more info, check out craneworks.com.
Getting ready to rebuild that infrastructure here in America. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it very much, man. Have a great weekend.
Y'all do the same. Thank you, guys.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.